Hello, and welcome to another Apple This podcast.
Hey everybody, this is Nana Mouse. I got a game here that you probably want to take a look at, especially if you're a blackjack fan. This is a really, really good blackjack game. I really like this a lot. It's one of those time wasters, and it's a time waster when you got a lot of time on your hand or you're bored or something. Ironically, it is called Bored at Work Blackjack. It is. It does have a hyphen in there, so Bored-at-work-blackjack. It's by kids-friendly software, which you guys are probably familiar with their work. They got three games out there now that are fantastic. I like them all. The Blindfold Racer, Blindfold Sudoku, and their newest one, Blindfold Cryptograph, I believe it's called. It is a free game, but it does come with an in-app purchase. I want to make that note out to you. The free part is that you get 25 chips in this game, and each chip is worth a dollar. And for each and every day that goes by, you do get, I can't remember if it's either, you get 5 or 10 chips. I can't remember what it is, but either 5 or 10 chips. It gets redeemed to you as soon as you open up the app each day. After a 24-hour period, it will come up and say, hey, it's a new day. You get this this much chips. So it's either 5 or 10. I can't remember. But there is an in-app purchase which allows you for a very nominal fee, very small price. Well worth it because you support the developer and you'll get unlimited chips. So really, basically, it will give you 200 chips at a time. And then when you come down to a zero balance, you can just get your 200 chips back. And so you can keep this doing this over and over until you either get bust again or whatever, have not. Unless you're really, really good and you keep a really good balance and you just keep going, it's, you can do that too. Anyway, this is a great little game that is very, it's so self-explanatory how this game works and what you have to do. It's pretty fantastic. I love the sound effects, the noise, and stuff like that. This is a game that you will play against the computer, which is the dealer himself and yourself. So there is no multi-networking game center or turn-by-turn. This is just something you just play, just you and the computer. Sometimes I like that because I just want to just play a game and just have fun with it. And besides that, I love blackjack. So this is one of the best blackjack out there I've seen. Especially for being free. So, anyhow, I'm using an iPhone 6, iOS 8.11, which is 8.1.1 for those that like to be more literal about my release there. Anyway, to bring up the game, you just do a double tap, and once I do that, you're going to hear what you have to do. So it's pretty self-explanatory what you have to do. So I'll play a couple of hands, give you some other things that I found about the game, how you can do things, and then last, I'm going to show you the settings, because the game is so in-depth and so includes a lot of verbosity, a lot of talking, and you have so much option to turn this on and off how you like it to play this game. It's really fantastic. I love it, and I'll show you those settings, okay? I'm going to go ahead and do a single finger double tap on this game. So, single finger double tap. And we'll listen to it.
Welcome to Bored at Work Blackjack. Shake the phone to hear a quick help. To begin playing the game, tap the screen with one finger.
Alright, so get your help. You just shake and just do a tap on the screen to start the game. And like I said, I'm going to go ahead and do a couple rounds of games, and then I'll show you the settings to wrap this podcast up. So let's tap the screen.
Place your bet, then swipe up. Your current balance is $600.
Okay. Well, you have four different ways to bet. You can use one finger, two finger, three finger, and four finger, all single tap. If you want to do dollar increments, you just do one finger tap.
$1.
And that'll place your dollar. So if I keep tapping it.
$2.
$2.
$3.
And so forth, so forth.
$4. $5.
Okay, so single finger done. Single finger tap does a dollar. A two-finger tap is $5 increments.
$10.
Says you here.
$15.
And three fingers is $25.
$40.
So I'm up to $45. And then lastly, four single tap on the screen.
$141.
Is $100. So one finger is $1, two finger is $5, 3 fingers, $25, 4 fingers, $100. And like I said, you can do increments as you wish. Alright, so, because I do not want to go with this hand, or I should say I don't want to bet that much, I'm going to go ahead and swipe down to reset it. So, swipe down.
Your current bet is 0. Tap from 1 to 4 fingers to bet.
So basically what that done is that it resets it to 0 if you, by accident, got a bet that you didn't want to go or you had a change of heart, for example. Now, for you, for those folks out there that have some sight, oddly enough, it is kind of funny. Since it is called Bored at Work Blackjack, for those that have any vision, you can actually blink the screen out so nobody can see that you're playing the game. Obviously, you can hear it, but you can turn that option off, which I'll show you in the settings. So, for those with vision and want to block out the screen, you just do a four-finger double tap, and then I'll hide the display. So, let's do that.
$101. Screen is now dark. Okay. Tap twice with four fingers to see the screen again. Shake the phone if you forget what you were last doing.
So, that explains that now the display is gone, which is pretty cool. Alright, now anytime you can shake your phone and it'll tell you where you were at and how much you got and what your ongoing bet is. So let's go ahead and reset it now. Swipe down.
Your current bet is 0. Tap from 1 to 4 fingers to bet.
I'll go ahead and do a 2 finger tap.
$5.
And now I'm going to swipe up and let's play the game.
$6.
Oh, darn it. $6. That's alright. I'm going to swipe up. Gotta be careful.
Dealer is showing 10 of hearts. You have 4 of spades. 5 of diamonds. Your total is 9.
Alright.
To hit, tap with one finger. To stand, swipe down with one finger.
Okay, we can either hit by doing a tap or we swipe down to stand. So I'm going to go ahead and hit.
You drew jack of clubs. Your total is 19.
Excellent. I'm going to do something
to hit,
you probably
tap
want
to
know.
With one finger. To stand, swipe down with one finger.
Those that are blackjack savvy, just let you know, a double down is 2 fingers double tap, and a 2 finger swipe down is to split the cards. You can find more information on what I'm talking about in the blackjack rules. You'll understand when I'm talking about the split. A double down really just doubles your bet. So I had $6, I think. I'm going to go ahead and double my bet, do a 2 finger double tap. Now, it did go bonk. But actually, I think that's a bug. So I just realized when I do this podcast that may be fixing the update in the future releases. And just to show you that it did work, it should be up to $12 now. What you do is you shake your hand.
You are playing your hand. Dealer is showing 10 of hearts. You have 4 of spades, 5 of diamonds, jack of clubs. Your total is 19. Your current balance is $600. Your current bet is $12. To hit, tap with one finger. To stand, swipe down with one finger.
So as you heard, it's up to $12 now. Now, if I haven't explained this yet, I forgot if I'm not sure. At any time you want to purchase the unlimited chips, you can do so within the settings, or you can do within this game itself. You can do a 3-finger swipe to the left, and that shall give you 200 chips if you have purchased the unlimited. If not, it'll give you the option to purchase the nominal fee for the unlimited chips game. Okay? I just want to know. So I'm going to go ahead and stand. I'm going to go ahead and swipe down.
Dealer's closed card is ace of clubs. Dealer total is 21. Dealer 1, you lost $12.
Yeah,
your current balance is $588.
Alright, let's try this again.
To play a game, swipe up with one finger. To change settings, swipe up with 3 fingers.
Let's do it one more time. Swipe up.
Place your bet, then swipe up.
Right.
Your current balance is $588.
I'm going to go ahead and do $10.
$15.
Ooh, 15. I did that too many times. Let's swipe down to clear it.
Your current bet is 0. Tap from $5.
$5.
$10.
$10. And I just tapped the screen twice with 2 fingers. Now I'm going to swipe up.
Dealer is showing 9 of spades. You have 2 of hearts, 8 of spades. Your total is 10.
Ooh, to hit,
tap with one finger.
We're gonna hit.
To stand, swipe. You drew king of clubs. Your total is 20.
Excellent. I'm going to double down on this, baby. 2-finger double tap. Alright, now I'm gonna go ahead and
stand. Tap with one finger. To stand. Swipe down with one finger.
Swipe down.
Dealer's closed cards.
Come on, buddy, beat me.
Queen of spades. Dealer total is 19.
Yes.
You won $20.
I won $20.
Your current balance is $608.
Woohoo! Alright, now. Now, did you get the,
Swipe up with one finger. To change settings, swipe up with three fingers.
It will vibrate your phone, which is kind of cool. Let's go into settings, because there's a lot in here, so I want to show you this. Go do a three-finger swipe up.
Settings. Heading.
All right, I'm going to flick to the right.
Done. Button.
The done button is at the top right-hand corner.
Blackjack settings. Heading.
And as I swipe to the right, the blackjack's settings. This is where we are. Here are the settings.
User guide.
All right, the user guide is the user guide that tells you how it's set up, and it gives you kind of the basic how to perform gestures and things like that, how to play the game. It doesn't tell you the rules yet. It's more of a general the user guide of the game itself, where to find things and stuff like that, like the double down and split cards, stuff like that. Now, the next one, if I flick to the right.
Blackjack rules.
Here's the rules. For those that are not familiar with the blackjack game and want to learn how to play blackjack, this is where you come. So you do a double tap on the blackjack rules, and you get to get all the rules you want for the blackjack game. I'm going to swipe to the right.
Allow double down. Now it is always.
All right. Allow the double down. It's set to always. There is an option here. You can do 9-10s, 11s only. So it just depends how you like it. If you double tap here, you get the option to do always 9-10, 11s. Whatever, have not, but as you heard, there was a bug, so this should be fixed hopefully in the future release.
Five card Charlie wins. Now it is off.
All right, the five card winner. These are different types of blackjack you can play. There's different kinds of blackjack rules that can be applied. So you can experiment through a lot of these, and you'll find out what those are.
Buy more chips.
There's the option to buy more chips, so this, you double tap to buy more chips. This gives you that option to purchase for a nominal fee.
Game settings, heading.
All right, now we get to the game settings here.
Faster play, now it is off.
All right, now there's tons of stuff in here, and I'm just going to let you listen to quite a few here.
Compute card total, now it is on.
You know how it tells you the total, if you don't want that to tell you what the total is that you have.
Give dollar balance after each hand, now it is on.
Tells you what your dollar balance at end of each hand.
Give chips one after each hand. Now it is on.
Okay.
Give help after reading cards. Now it is on.
You can turn that off.
Display help during game. Now it is on.
Mm-hmm.
Change speed for reading cards. Now it is slow.
Slow.
Sound effects. Now they're on.
You can turn off the sound effects.
Background sounds. Now it is piano bar.
You have the piano bar. There's a casino one. You can change the background theme to do piano and casinos, which is kind of cool. Or to have none. If you want to be in an environment that's, you don't want people to hear all your cool music. But I love the music. I really do.
Dealer can be a man or a woman. Now it is a man.
You can do a man or a woman.
Use Las Vegas gestures. Now it is off.
The Las Vegas gestures. For those that like to use the Las Vegas gestures, basically when you go to a casino, you just swipe down. That pretty much tells them to hit. So it's the opposite, you know. In the game itself, when you swipe down, you actually stand and just tap to hit, but this is the opposite. So you just swipe down, and that is to do a hit, and then you just flick to the left, and that's to stand. That's how they do that in the casino. So if you like that gesture, you can change the gesture there too.
Other options, heading.
Let's see the other options we got.
Follow our blog using the Safari app. Read about other audio projects. Our blog address is stemmiami.wordpress.com.
Go for it. I always encourage you to follow people.
Subscribe to our tweets by using the Twitter app. Our Twitter name is @stemdad.
There you go. That way you can find out what Kids Friendly Software is doing and see what new games coming up. Follow them on Twitter.
Tap to ask us a question, give us your ideas to improve this game, or just post your comments on applevis.com. We answer all questions and appreciate your suggestions. Or, from your PC or Mac, visit applevis.com and search for Blindfold Racer.
Isn't that cool? I thought that was really cool. Hey, so shout out, kudos to the developers. If you got any feedback, suggestions to the game, or any ideas, leave them at applevis.com. Awesome. They do come by the site all the time and read what you want. He's a really nice guy, and we actually have an extra with him, so you might want to look for that on the podcast.
Send email to developer.
Or you can send him an email, and we're done. So that's pretty much it for the Board at Work Blackjack. I just had to show that to you guys. And so those that love the Blackjack and you just want a little time waster, this is a great game. It's free. It does have an in-app purchase, but it's a very small amount. I highly encourage you to do that. And so so I hope you guys will find this game a lot of fun. I love it myself, and I hope you enjoy it. So go ahead and go download it right now and get that in the App Store, of course. Well, my name is Anonymous, and you can always contact me if you want by my email, if you wish, with any questions or suggestions, anonymous@applevis.com or thomas@applevis.com. Or you can follow me on Twitter. Please do. I love followers. I will follow you back if you follow me. It is @Thomas_Domville. I know that's a weird last name. It's D as in David, O M as in Mary, V as in Victor, I L L E. Well, that's going to do it for me. And until next time, guys, take care. Goodbye.
This podcast was brought to you by the team at Apple Vis. For more information and resources to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit the Apple Vis website at www.applevis.com, where you can also contact the Apple Vis team.